So she had that children's room next to my father and mother's. And she had a little chair that I still have down here that I called her prayer chair. At night she knelt and said her prayers with that little chair. And I would just know she'd gone to sleep. She prayed so long, you know, quietly there, close to the fire, had a great fire. And she would pray with that chair. And I've got that little chair at home, and I think too much of it, but it's still down there. And then another thing about her, early every morning, she'd get up and get in that little chair. She'd have a little cob pipe, a little clay pipe. That she smoked early every morning. She smoked a little clay pipe. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want anybody. She sat close to the fireplace so the odor would go on upstairs. She didn't want anybody to see her smoking. I reckon know that she did. Mm-hmm. But early every morning she'd smoke a little clay pipe. And that was my mother's mother that mm-hmm. I remember that about. That she be, and I sometimes, if the, many of the children were at home, my brothers and sisters, I had sleep with them. So I'd be there in her room sometimes and know those things. Mm. And so I always called that little chair was Granny's prayer chair. Because she knelt down and said her prayers by it for a long time every night. So I
could. What other kinds of, you talked about the around the fireplace.
We had pokers. We had a black poker to chunk the fire up with. And I don't remember any other utensils, because we didn't have, and now, because we had, most of homes did have andirons. I've got one in my house now, and with logs, you know, mm-hmm. mine are gas logs, of course, but back then, we burned coal, we didn't have any andirons. We had a poker and tongs, two things, iron tongs, black iron tongs, mm-hmm. and poker, and shovel.
So you never used wood?
No, we never use wood in our home.
Mm-hmm.
No. At home, I don't have fireplaces all over the house because we have furnace heat, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, that's different times.
Yes, except in my living room, I have the steel fireplace of mine, but it's closed up. Living room, I have those, I have a screen, a brass screen, and brass andirons, and all in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only one in the house. Others are closed up. Now, there's a fireplace in my dining room and my bedroom, but they've been closed up for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the black stuff in the fireplace.
Well,
what do you call that?
The grate.
No,
the grate was black, and mm-hmm. the tongs, and the poker, and the shovel, three mm-hmm. things often, and sometimes there was a case it stood in, you know, that held it. Black bottom,
yes,
and running up, and with a thing like that held them in place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in our sick room we had one like that.
Uh-huh.
But
when you clean out the fireplace, what was the stuff? We talked about that just a second.
Get those ashes out of the bottom?
Uh-huh.
That had to be done every morning.
That
you bring in a empty scuttle, or they had another sort of a pan to bring in to put the ashes in, and you took them up with your shovel, and you put them in there, and kept sweeping up until you got it all, and it was taken out.
Uh-huh.
Job for somebody.
Well, you never, what you mentioned, the black stuff, you have to wash off. Sometimes, or you might get on your hands.
Oh, you're talking about chimneys. Washing chimneys. Uh-huh. That's sooting those chimneys.
Uh-huh.
That's a job. And they had to be clear, don't you see?
Yeah.
You washed them till you got them clear. And then you used to, we usually used newspaper. We didn't have as much now as we have of tissue paper.